USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says there's been incredible progress in getting more coronavirus test kits available. In a White House briefing, President Trump discusses the administration's response.
This administration inherited an obsolete, broken, old system that wasn't meant for this.
As Democrats and Republicans attempt to work together on Capitol Hill to come up with a stimulus package, Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer says the Republicans' proposal doesn't do enough to address a Chinese coronavirus outbreak.
If we don't deal with the health crisis, nothing we do will make the economy any better. So it's number one.
In your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 913 points to finish the week at 19,173. The S&P and NASDAQ also lost. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I do high school ball. I umpire softball and baseball. So I'm very busy and very active. And the main thing I've noticed since I started Balance of Nature is when I do these baseball, softball tournaments, I don't deal with cramps anymore, which has really been a big deal because I used to be basically after 2 days of a tournament, I would be bound up with cramping a good bit of the next day, and now I don't deal with it at all. So that's a real good thing.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The world's largest retailer is rewarding its workers for working through the coronavirus crisis. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Walmart says it's paying nearly $550 million worth of bonuses to its hourly workers, thanking them for keeping the shelves stocked during the COVID-19 pandemic. Walmart Executive VP Dan Bartlett saying the bonuses are to reward workers for their Herculean efforts as customers continue to flock to the stores. The nation's largest grocer saying that full-time hourly associates will get a $300 bonus and part-timers a $150 bonus in their April 2nd paychecks. Walmart's also hiring 150,000 new associates by the end of May.
Dozens of soldiers and police officers are dead following an early morning attack in Afghanistan. Afghan officials say some members of their security force may have helped in the attack on sleeping soldiers in the Afghan province. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says senators will work through the weekend on passing the economic stimulus package. Speaking with reporters on Capitol Hill, the Kentucky Republican laid out the timeline.
We'll need tomorrow for legislative council to draft the agreement. And the Secretary of the Treasury has indicated it's important for us to be on the Senate floor and to pass the measure on Monday.
Small business owners across the country are struggling with adapting to the coronavirus outbreak. Take New Hampshire, for example, where Governor Chris Sununu signed an order saying that restaurants can only serve customers by takeout, delivery, or drive-through. Tom Butcher is the owner and CEO of Great New Hampshire Restaurants. He says, given the governor's orders, there's not much going on in his state.
You know, we're actually running with what we call a skeleton crew right now, and it's all of our salaried managers. As soon as we got word from the governor that we had to shut down, without customers, we can't afford to pay employees. And my heart is breaking right now for our employees and employees across the country in the hospitality industry. Without customers, we can't afford to just pay them without income coming in.
Butcher speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.